From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The number of missing at the World Trade Center rose sharply late today to 6,333. That number had been holding at 5,422 for several days. New York's Mayor Rudolph Giuliani explained that the steep climb is partly due to new numbers coming in for foreign nationals.
For example, British nationals have about 250 alone. Now, that number may go up or down depending on our checking it against possible duplication from other sources. We may have gotten reports of missing people from businesses. We might have gotten it individually from their families. So we haven't had a chance to completely go through that number.
That's Mayor Rudolph Giuliani of New York City. Joining us now is reporter Beth Furtick of member station WNYC. Beth, a steep increase by 900 of the number counted missing at the World Trade Center. What about those who were counted injured at the World Trade Center?
Well, that number is now 6,291, according to reports now from all the local hospitals. And I should also say that as of now, 241 bodies have been recovered. So that number really has not risen very much at all, nor have there been any survivors found in almost in over a week now.
Well, apart from this census on the events at the World Trade Center, you had some other news there. A visit from the British Prime Minister, for one.
Yes, Prime Minister Tony Blair was here attending a memorial service for about 250 British nationals who have been reported missing since the attack. And afterward, he came out with Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, and he made the point of comparing New York City to London during the Blitz during World War II. And he said, at that time, one nation and one people stood with us, and that was the American nation and the American people. And just as you stood with us, we stand with you, and your loss is our loss.
Also a visit to New York today by a huge group of senators, 40 United States senators about, traveled en masse, Republicans and Democrats.
Yes, they came today and they traveled by ferry to the site of the former World Trade Center. And they all said that they were here to show that their commitment to New York continues. It's beyond the $40 billion relief package that was passed by Congress last week. They're going to continue to show their commitment to New York. And this visit today was meant to dramatize that. Senator Hillary Clinton from New York said one of the firemen had asked her, look, you know, how do we know that they're going to continue to care about New York after these headlines may die down a bit? And she said, this visit today is the best answer I can give.
Thank you, Beth.
You're welcome.
Reporter Beth Furtick of member station WNYC in New York.